It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated businesses, the Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. Well, the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability has kind of exploded up on the Iron Range. They've got so many activities, challenges, competitions. They've got so much going on. It's a little bit tricky trying to keep track of everything that they're doing. So Jim DeVries joins us this morning. He's a board member of the IRPS, and he's also a naturalist at the Laurentian Environmental Center, and they've got a community sustainability initiative contest coming up that we wanted to find out a little bit more about. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to have you along with us. So when you talk about community sustainability, are we talking energy? Are we talking food? Because we're really hip to the sustainability thing now. We know there are lots of different ways in which we can try to be sustainable.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the sustainability, we look at it kind of three components working together. It's the whole community piece, the environmental piece, and the economy piece. So, you know, lots of different things tie into that.
So you're going to have a community sustainability initiative contest. Tell us about that.
Well, it's our third year in doing it. Each year at the Iron Range Earth Fest, we try to highlight sustainable actions on the Iron Range. And this contest, like I say, is in the third year. We're reaching out to schools, families, clubs, organizations, businesses, churches, any organization that wants to design and create a sustainable community project to enter into this contest. Participating teams will have the opportunity to be judged by a panel from our board, and we'll be giving away $500 to help this organization implement their projects.
So this is kind of like every designer's dream job, because you or every inventor or every idea person's dream gig, because you come up with an idea, but then the idea is that other people do it.
Well, yeah.
Is that right? Because, you know, you come up with an idea, and then it's like being a part of a committee. You know, you come up with the idea, and then you say to the committee, okay, now do this.
Well, we're hoping that, you know, somebody will come up with an idea, and then we can provide some of the capital to help them implement that project to try to build, a more sustainable future on the Iron Range.
So what are some of the ideas that people have come up with in the past? Seriously, this sounds like a really fun challenge, because it's
Of
limits, you know, you're only limited by your imagination in terms of what you can come up with.
Yeah. Well, some of the winners in the past, we've had six. There was the Alcott Park Greenhouse in Virginia, and the friends of the Alcott Park Greenhouse decided they wanted to try to grow some salad greens in the wintertime, and the greenhouse had never been used for that in the past, so they applied and produced, I don't remember how many pounds of salad greens, but it was just an enormous amount. And they found out their project was very successful. And they were selling their produce through the Natural Harvest Food Co-op here in town. Another project that was funded was the Greengate Guest House has a CSA, Community Supported Agriculture. And they're having issues with trying to irrigate their garden. And, you know, the gardeners would drive water out there, and they just felt like they wanted to reduce their carbon footprint. So they have this summer installed a hydraulic ram pump in the river that's close to the garden, which uses the water pressure in the stream to actually pump the water uphill and run it through an irrigation system for them. So it's virtually energy free. We also had a school over in Warbus called the Northern Lights Community School that they saw a need in their community where there wasn't a recycling center, and that people would have to drive 20 miles to get to a recycling area. So they decided that they needed a community recycling center. So the students actually built a community recycling facility on the back of their school, and they work with some of the local volunteers that will actually haul the recycling materials to the transfer station over in Itasca County. So these are some creative solutions to problems that existed in these different communities.
Boy, is that ever the truth. And some in some of these instances, it doesn't seem as though multi-millions of dollars are needed to get these things off the ground either.
No, our word is, you know, $500. And, you know, most of the projects, they're able to complete it within that budget. You know, if it is a group that has a project that's going to cost a little bit more, there are, you know, they can use it as matching funds for other grants and other ways to secure the money.
Well, I tell you what, Jim, we're going to get a link set up on our website so that if folks want to get more information or they want to take part in the challenge, if they've got this idea that's just been bubbling in the back of their mind, wouldn't this be cool if we could, they're going to have a place to direct all that creative energy. Thanks so much for joining us, Jim.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Jim DeVries, our guest this morning on Green Visions. He's a member of the board of the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability and a naturalist at the Laurentian Environmental Center. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.